whenever you think of a black composer, you don't necessarily think of a classical composer. You may think of jazz or something contemporary like R&B or soul. Whenever we go to an orchestra concert or recital, usually we hear music from white men from European descent. And rarely do we get to hear something from the African diaspora, which has an interesting and a different way of interpreting classical music.
Duran Jones, research and artistic assistant at the African American Arts Institute, produced this year's Extensions of the Traditions concert.
This year we're going to be doing exclusively chamber works.
Who are the composers that are being featured on the concert?
Well, starting out, we have Ulysses Kay, who is a neoclassical composer. He studied with Paul Hindemith back in the 40s at Yale. We also have Valerie Capers, who's still alive, became blind at the age of 6. And she's a really wonderful person and a really incredible composer as well. And then moving on, we have Samuel Courage Taylor, who is an English composer who was really popular in his day. He died fairly young, and when he died, his music was sort of forgotten in a way, but people are slowly rediscovering it and really realizing, I guess, what a treasure he is. We also have Corey Dundee, who is actually an IU composition major here. We'll be playing his piece Spec Ops, which just won the 2013 International Califax Composer Competition. And I think it's really cool to feature someone who's young and to hear a perspective from somebody who's up and coming. Courage Taylor Perkinson, who was actually on faculty here in 1996. He taught with the Soul Review at the African American Arts Institute. And his piece, Movement for String Trio, was actually written while he was in his deathbed. It's a really emotional, driving piece. It's really beautiful. I really want to showcase just how broad the spectrum is of the black composer. I know that a lot of people, whenever a black composer comes to mind, they may think of William Grant Steele or a local celebrity, David Baker. But the spectrum is so wide, and there's so many people throughout the world that have so many different things to say. I think it'll be enlightening to some people. I hope people will leave the concert really intrigued and wanting to discover more about these composers.
Do you feel like there's a distinct voice of the African diaspora in classical music at all?
Yes and no. Whenever you listen to people like Ulysses Kay, you probably would never be able to tell by his music that he is an African American. But when listening to Samuel Courage Taylor's Negro Spirituals for piano or for piano trio, you can definitely hear that he has a clear intention of taking a folk melody and interpreting it in the classical setting, kind of like what Chopin did with the mazurkas, you know, just taking some folk melodies and letting them speak through the genre.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Mark Chilla.